in the day. Kerb is safer when he's galgum rishus rishus. Kerb is safer al yistufa. The person sitting on this step, which was possibly rishus ayachid, it was tall enough that it's considered step away, distinct and separate from the rest of the rishus rabbim. And when he's galgum rishus echad mei safer miyoda, the safer we're talking about the safer, which is a gillion. So, and it rolls, one side rolls away. So one side is still in his hand, and one side of the sefer rolls away. Menisher, Reish Hasheni, Biyodha. So Chazal allowed, Gadol Yetzlai, I feel in his Gadol Chutzar Bahamas. He can roll it back towards himself. Even if it's more than Dalat Amas, so you have, theoretically, from Reish Hasarabim to where he is, which is Reish Hasayachid, and Dalat Amas. Filler Rishus Rabbi, he's Kupa Rishus Yochid. So why did Chazal allow this? Because the Torah says Mutter, because it's still Ogda B'Yodre, still attached on one hand, on one side is attached to him. So B'Mir Abonin, it's Osir. And we should be Zoyin, Kisri Akkadish Yitiru. Because of the option would be to leave it there as is, which is a B'Zoyin, a Kisri Akkadish. What's the bizoyan? The Rabim Darsi Ali Skufa. That people walk there. So to leave it in a place where people are walking, people might stand on top of it, just the idea that it's lying there where people are walking, is a bizoyan. A similar type of situation, but without the added element of being Kisvei HaKadosh is also, even if the scenario is only a situation of a Karmelis. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah. Aleph. The Kerb is safer. Kol HaSvarim Shalahem Asuyim B'Gilyon Kisvei HaTarshalom. Talking about a saber which was a scroll. So it rolled away out of his hands. And one side is still in his hand. So, in a right, so it's not called that it really left the rishus where it is, because it's still attached to where it came from. Ali Yiskufa, and he's sitting on this raised step. I don't feel how you say rishus ayachid, even if the Yiskufa itself was rishus ayachid, it's raised up, it's a platform which is raised up high enough, it's a few steps, and he's sitting on the top. He's sitting already on a platform which is high enough, it's considered Rishus HaYochid. Well, the final Alech is Rishus HaRabim, but it's immediately adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, Kilek HaMei. And it rolls out of one side of the scroll, rolls away from him. See, he's still holding on to one side of the scroll, but he's in Rishus HaYochid. And on the other side, it has landed all the way down below in Rishus HaRabim. So, I would think, I could have thought, mistakenly so, but I could have thought, the Nigzer Shlo, Lalkov is Elegil, a Sefer Etzler. We cannot be leaning to allow him to roll the Sefer back to him, pull it back to himself. Because we're going to allow a case where it rolled like this, where one side is still, he's still holding one side. Rai says Mutter, he's going to come to do that, even in a case where the whole thing has fallen out of his hands.
Right.
Where Minarai, so that would be a case of a transfer of Rishuyas on a Deraisa level. So we should ask her, when he's still holding on to one side, because of that situation where it falls out of his hand totally.
Wait, so a question. Are we seeing that the Deraisa, though, is forbidden Deraisa from pulling the fallen side back?
What?
These Asur Deraisa from pulling the fallen side back. Like the fallen side of the scroll.
No, we're saying not like that.
Okay.
We're saying in a case where when he's still holding on to one side, it's not a Deraisa. But we should make a Gzeira because of a case where both the thing fell out of his hand totally, and he's going to come to, if I'm allowing him to bring it back in this situation where he's still holding on to one side, he's going to come to bring it back when it fell out of his hand totally. Now that's a different ball game, right? That's what I should be afraid of.
But of course, when you say fell off his hand totally, do you mean that one side is still Rishus Yachi, he's just not holding it? Or that if they're...
No, it fell into Rishus Rabban totally.
Okay.
The Sham Ikachi of Khatas Bazaar, Kamash Ramon, look at Zina Bazaar, Mishum Kizan Kisweka. So we should make this. I would think you should make such a Gezerah. So the Shulchan Aruch tell him we don't make this such a Gezerah. We allow him to bring it back to himself in a situation where he's still holding on to it. Okay. Now, V'Avta Mavur B'Sif Be'ez, we're going to see in the next Sif, where it's a little bit of a different scenario. That he's on the roof, and immediately adjacent to the roof is Rosh Hashanah. And one side rolled down off the sefer down to the ground. Okay, and the also logal etzla mishum gzeirazu. There we do not allow him to bring it back to himself because of this gzeira. Tima mitaraisa, it's mutter because it's still all good b'yadai. He's still holding on to the side which is, the roof is Rosh Hashanah. So he's standing on the roof for Rosh Hashanah. The scroll fell out of his hand, and now one end of the scroll is down on the ground. So we say you can't bring it back. So why not? He's still holding on to one side. It's not the Raisa. You're right, but it's Gzeira. If we're going to allow it in that situation, he's going to, by mistake, bring it back even in a scenario where it fell out of his hand totally. It fell down to the ground. So we make the Gzeira over there. So why over there do we make the Gzeira in our situation with the Iskufa? We don't make the Gzeira. What's the difference? The case over here was this is a place where people walk. So people walk right there next to where the sefer is lying. To leave the sefer lying would be a tremendous bizarre in Kurdish. Over there, the sefer is not any place where people walk. It's one end is on the roof. People don't go there on a regular basis. They're not walking there. It's fall off of the roof and it's all the way down. It's touching the ground, but it's not in the mukam where people are standing or necessarily are walking. So that's the argument he's going to make a difference.
What's that, Yisko?
Okay. Now, fine. Yisgalga Rosh Hashanah, but to learn with the Lord's, and this, the side which rolled away from him, going back to our case, he's on the Yisko, he's on this step, this entrance platform which goes into which is in front of the house. So, and it's raised up enough that it's Rosh Hashanah. But it's people are going up the steps and going over this platform into the house. And people are walking back and forth in this place all the time. So he said, roll down, and we're going to allow it back. Now, if it's still rolling, there is it's landed. How do I know? The mesulik min oritz afila maat ledomi klal and afila veleka lemigzer mishum lefila. As long as it's still, as it were, rolling, it's not really landed yet. It's still in the air. So there's no hanocha, there's no akira bringing it back. Okay. Filnis galgo, vimgam came up to legal etzloi, even though it rolled out to Rishus, beyond Adal Aramis. Vachashin demo osin lekule, vasir Abramis. If you would carry it when it fell out of his hand totally, and then you could carry it, and it's beyond Dalet Amos, he brings it back Dalet Amos, he carried Dalet Amos. So we're not worried about that possibility. The reason why we're being Mekel is because of the Bizoyan of Kisvei Kodesh. Even though the item landed in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and he's in the scoop was Rosh Hashanah Yochid.
We seem to have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim here, the Rabbim and Hadari, so it's just the Yiskufa that we're worried about. In the case of the God for the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
It's a good question. I'm not sure exactly the Matthias is what he's picturing.
What difference does that have?
Yeah.
The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim itself.
See, the case, the...
Rosh Hashanah Rabbim itself, what?
The case, I mean, going on the case whether there's a curse. I don't know. We have to see the case. Now the heter here is in hey, if it was just a rama, not hey on the side, echad out to the other. The whole heter is all here is based on the fact that he's holding on to one side still. Hoyim nafal gam rosh hasheni lor. If the other side fell to the ground as well, the whole scroll fell out of his hand. Fil hechad nafal lekarmel is gam ken also lasuya etzloi. He cannot bring it back. But Tira B'zem, he shouldn't be Zoyin Kisvei Kaddish. And the Heter B'Zoyin Kisvei Kaddish does not allow him to do even the Issa D'Rabbanan of caring from a Carmelist to Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid Vav, Sarach Lemar, Rishus HaYachid, not Rishus HaYachid. The point over here is the Skufa is a Rishus HaYachid. Not that it's in Rishus HaYachid, but it itself is Rishus HaYachid. So the reason why we permitted this is because it's Zoyin Kisvei Kaddish. When one end has went to Rishus Rabbim, he's holding on to the other end. He would be allowed to bring it back. It's not called that it's been landed somewhere else, because part of it's still here. Therefore, he'd be allowed to bring it back to himself. So, because Midaraisa is not called an Akira, bring it back to him. Because it's not called a Hanocha. So therefore, it was not Munach there, it's not called Akira, bring it back. Al Balan goes to Chazal, asked that. Shevor lohokol afil hechad anofel lagamri. So normally Chazal asked this. But hokol mishim bizoyin hitiru. But over here, you're adding the element of the bizoyin of Kisvei HaKadosh. So Chazal permitted him to bring it back. So the case of Dr. Moss said, the Rabbi Dorsey, this is it's a place where people are which is well traversed. Viki Bizoin 3, that's a greater level of Bizoin. And even so, it's only Kisvei Kurdish. Everything else is also, even if it falls into a caramel. So Bashar, Hano Afilu, Hanami Afilu, Kishor Echad, Nisha Biyada, also Levi Etzel, even though he's still holding on to one end. So Oida Biyada is not matter. Mirabonan is not mutter, with the exception of Kisvei HaKadosh, where it's a bizoin. And even if it only fell into a karmelis, the time the gamma zekazin and shem yipol the gamma yel horitz, because we're geyser. Filohaki yivienu etzel. If we're afraid, even if he lets it drop totally, he'll bring it back. Where then he's really doing some a transfer rishus. So you really have over here two things to his advantage. One is that he's holding on to one end, so it's not considered a hanocha. And number two, it's only a karmelis. So now, according to what we said before, that the definition of Rosh Hashanah requires 600,000 people, and therefore our streets are carmelists, we should be matter this situation in our streets. According to these Akhraidim, which are makel, because there's two drabbonans, we should be makel in our streets, because our streets are carmelists. So the Mishavurah, no. Since there are many...
Depends on who you ask.
Because since many of Rishonim, that's not true.
Yeah. My family holds our streets, or she's a Rabbi.
Okay.
Who holds it?
My family.
Okay. So therefore, A, we're dealing with many sheets that hold even a Carmelist is also. And B, this is a Carmelist. So therefore, you shouldn't be making. Okay.
So it sounds like what makes this not the rice is that it's still in his hand.
Correct.
But if he put it down, but still put the other half still in Rishus Yachid.
We hold it, it's all good to Rishus Yachid, even if he's not holding it. As long as it's still attached to Rishus Yachid, it's also uh-huh. not considered.
How much of it has to be attached?
Really stressing the Biyado.
Right. Yeah.
Like, is it, like, do you see if any part of it's in Rishus Yachid? It's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Siv Bates. Let's say the change of scenario wasn't the case of his kufa, rather was that he was standing on the roof, or sitting on the roof, I don't care. He was reading the Sefer on the roof, which was Rishus HaYachid. Nisgagal Rosh Hachem Yerah, one end fell out of his hand. So Ashil Gil Sartwachim at Tatoidim Akrem Loritz. So as long as it's still suspended in the air above 10 Tvachim, if he realizes it catches it before a large amount has rolled away, he can pull back to himself because it has not reached. Right now, one end is in Rosh Hashanah, and one other end is in Avram Makam Tur, it's above 10 Tvachim. So then, no problem. So then, you go to Lance, you can pull it back. He Gil Asar Tvachim at Tatoidim. It reached the bottom 10 Tvachim. So now the question is like this. But it's suspended in the air. It's falling off the roof. Even if it's one tefach off the ground, but it's in the air. There's no hanacha. So if there's no hanacha, it's not a kira bringing it back to you, but himself. So you say like this. It really depends on the wall, which is the side of the house. Is the wall straight up and down, or is the wall at an angle? So if the wall is at an angle, so that area is immediately adjacent to Rosh Hashanah. So it's where people walk for Rosh Hashanah. That area, the wall, even if it's at an angle, it's considered part of the Makom Rosh Hashanah. And since it's at an angle, an item can actually come to rest on it. If it's straight up and down, then by definition, it's not going to come to rest there. See, Makosel Meshupa Binyan Shenochalov, if the wall is slanted, the wall is at an angle, to the point that the sefer has come to rest there, even though it has not reached the ground, but it has reached within 10 tefachim of the ground. So from the height of 10 tefachim already and below, it's considered part of the Rishus Rabba. And here it is, it's being munach in Rishus Rabba, in the state of rest in Rosh Hashanah. So also the girl left, he can't bring it back, even though it's Agda B'yada, right? But he can't bring it back because we said, like Mishra said before, because it wasn't such a bizoy. Now the scenario over here, we understand, is not really on the ground, it's on the coastal. So what should he do? He should turn it over. So the ksav shouldn't be facing out, the ksav should be facing down towards the wall. It shouldn't be just like, as it looks like it's just leaving the ksav to be read and, you know, open up in to the open air, etc. Yimeinu Meshupa. If, however, the wall is straight up and down, it's not at a slant at all. So, if the scroll is not, the bottom of the scroll has not touched the ground, even though it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, so it's in the Avra Rosh Hashanah, but there's no hanacha. It's hanging in the air, suspended in the air. That's not a hanacha. So there's no way to bring it back. So the only scenario where it's going to be also is when it actually touched the ground. So that's where the Mishnah Berurah had the question before. So what's the difference between the two cases? Okay.
What's the difference between Matu and the scoop and the roof?
The scoop and the roof, yeah.
The Zion is someone's going to step on it, or is it just the young people are walking by and notice?
Pasha means that people are walking by.
Do people want to take one of those cups?
It's from a different program, which the Rabbi Libby pays out of his own pocket, so I imagine it's his cups.
I'm still seeing that, right?
So I would not be comfortable telling you to take it.
What?
I would not be comfortable telling you to take it.
Okay.
Sorry. Yosef?
Yeah. I could just use my hands to get a drink. Thank you.
You're welcome. Alagag, Yud Aleph. Marabagag, Shur Rishus HaYachid, and Ha'yalafon of Rishus HaRabim. So we have a bona fide Rishus HaYachid, a bona fide Rishus HaRabim. Alkein Kolshali Giyah, Lasar Tvachim, Hatachtoinim, Habe Aver, Makim Batur, Alkein Galetz. But as long as it's suspended in the air above 10 Tvachim, so it's clearly Makim Batur and everything is wonderful. Galetz, Leib. Even if the wall is at an angle, and it rested there, or even if the wall was straight up and down, but there was some type of a ledge which came out, and it landed on the ledge, Bein shayah ziz rochav arba, bein shaloi hoya arba, whether the ziz was four or not. So if the ziz is not four tvachim, we're talking above 10 tvachim, so it's a makam tur. If it's four tvachim, so it's rishus yachid. So it's rishus yachid, rishus yachid. So either way, we're that's fine.
Rishus yachid because it's alleged coming out of rishus yachid.
Right, so we had before a case of a ledge which comes out, which is accessible from a window, is considered a chur rishus yachid. It's considered rishus yachid if it's four tvachim. So now,
where is the
ubachol? Now, a case where the wall was straight up and down, so Mishnah Berurah says, even though I'm still going to tell you a chiddush, it's mutter to bring it back as long as it's above 10 tvachim, even if it has come to a state of rest. Well, how is that possible if the wall is straight up and down? How does it come to? It's above 10 tvachim, but it's in a state of rest. The answer is there's a ledge. There's a ledge coming out of the wall. So even though the wall is straight up and down, it's come to rest on that ledge, which is above 10 tvachim. So if it's less than 4x4, it's a makom patur. If it's 4x4, it's chur rishus yachid, or is rishus yachid itself? B'chol zeh mutar l'chli yam afilu b'shar d'vorim shenin kisvei kaddish. This heter over here is nothing to do with kisvei kaddish. There is no hanach at all in rishus yachid. It's a makom patur. Kagan shaya b'yaday sadin. He would have a roll of cloth. One end rolled away from him. The mommy said, "Tvachim ain't shum chashash mishum rishus rabim." Because above 10 tvachim, it's not rishus rabim. He says, "Not rishus rabim at all." So why can't you bring it back to you? So the case has to be it can be any item. Now, so where's the problem? The problem is when it's below, when it reaches below 10 tvachim. So now it depends whether the item came to a state of rest or not. See if the curse is Meshuppah, and because of Meshuppah, the Salaam Ridaz, Havi Kimunach Rosh Echad al Oritz. Therefore, one end, it's below 10 Tvachim. So that area belongs to the Shisarab. But it came to a state of rest, so it's like it's resting on the ground. Okay, and Imnoka Bazeh, Yeshach Shashem, even though we still have the leniency of it's Ogda B'yodai, we're not going to be Mekel on Ogda B'yodai, although, because if you're going to allow this case, Yeshach Shashem, Yipol, Kulam B'yodai Shom, Yavayu Gam Kein, Lesir, Mishas Rabim, Mishas Yachim. If he falls away from his hand totally, then it's Mamish an act of taking it from Mishas Rabim, Mishas Yachim, which he might go to do in that situation if we're allowed this situation we're talking about right now. So he said, us. So if the wall is slanted in a way that the item comes to rest, shenochalob. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, okay, so I get it. It's below 10 tvachim, the item is at rest, but why is it rishus harabim? So the place where people walk is rishus harabim, but why is this slanted thing part of rishus harabim? What makes it part of rishus harabim? So the case was, Yudal Dafka Shinot Rabim Mechatvin Alob. We're talking about a case where the Rabim is using this wall, which is slanted away, as a place to adjust their packages. So it comes out that becomes a Chayrish of Sarab. Halavachi Habi Carmelis, the Kiman, otherwise it's a Carmelis. And then, if it's Oyd the Beyodah into a Carmelis, the Kiman of the Beyodah, Shavi Etzle, the Kisya Kaddish, Kuliyama, Ein Beer Loch. So then we're going to matter. If there's no rabbi mechatan alav, so it's a karmelis. So it's a good rabbi yodrei, and he wants to bring it back from the karmelis. So we're going to be matur by kisvei kodesh. What's the difference? I'm real local.
Difference between what is in the Kodesh and other things.
Mishnah Berurah before seemed to have the same scenario. It was the Carmelis. And it was Ogd B'yodai, and we weren't matter because the Xer, you might come to be matter even if it falls away totally. And now we're saying, if it's a Carmelis and it's Ogd B'yodai, oh, that's mutter.
But it's Kisvei Kodesh here.
We were talking about Kisvei Kodesh before also.
Right, we were. Is this because Carmel is Lamal Lame Asara?
I mean, the Mishabura fought some Akranim or Makel, that's why they're Makel. But here the Mishabura doesn't bring them, but the Ramos is Asar.
Right. Is Carmel is Lamal Lame Asara because it could never be Rosh Hashanah Rabbah? Does that make it somehow? Right, because that's this case.
No, this case is Balaam Atame Asara. The case of here was Lamata Me'asora. It reached Lamata Me'asora. The wall is at a slant. So we're saying if Rabbi Mechatvin love on the wall, so the Mokim Hiluk is not here because the wall there. So it's not a Mokim Hiluk on its own. So, but if it's slanted in such a way that people can actually use it as a place to adjust their packages, so it becomes Chayav Rishus Rabbim, and that place is Rishus Rabbim.
What do you mean by adjust their packages?
Adjust? Like, you're carrying a burden, you lean against it, and you can adjust it.
Oh, okay, fine.
But if it's not Rabbi Mechatvin Alav, so we said before that this is distinct from the Malkim Hiluk Rishus Rabbim, because you can't walk there because of the wall. So it's not a Rishus Rabbim, it's a Carmelus. It's a Matim Yisora, it's 4x4. So it's not Malkim Hiluk, so it's a Carmelus. Because you're kind of Mimata. Before we were I'm sorry. Shadar Mar Aser, I feel a loinofa el carmelus. Rishkesi Kaddish is mutter in carmelus.
Yeah, no, that case that we yud was not Shadar.
By Shadar Mar, right? Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, correct. Thank you.
Oh, it's by Shadar.
Carmelus for Rishkesi Kaddish is mutter. For other items, it was a mukhlaikis. In a case where it's a good abiyodai, and it's a carmelus, you're going to be makel by other things besides kesef kodesh. But kesef kodesh is mutter. Okay. Eshlo gilorit test vav. So long as it hasn't reached the ground. Now filo yesh rak kimloy machad benor lebenor. It's just a hair's breadth, or a needle's breadth, right? Between it and the ground. But since it's still suspended, it hasn't actually landed. It's not considered that it's at rest over there. But girl, let's say you're allowed to bring it back. But after he said, "Kaddish Mekhilin Amashad Devorim Kol Shekila Avraham Sora Tzvachim Shehu Avra Shesarabim Avshalonoch Also Leviu Etzle." But everything else, even if it's suspended in the Avra Shesarabim, you cannot bring it back. We're afraid he's going to drop it totally and still bring it back because he saw you allowed to bring it back, so he'll bring it back even in the scenario where he drops it totally. What
not Kisvei Kodesh?
Not Kisvei Kodesh. Yeah. Meishu kilim azeb mechozeh ba'aver shesurab ma'avim nofel aver carmelis butul kliyam leviatzle kivin shagudu b'adayim b'yodas. You have, it's a carmelis, it's a gudu b'yodas, and it hasn't landed. So bring it back. Any item.
Even the matim yasara.
Even the matim yasara, because it's not noch though.
Not noch. What's the case before that we said was also where it had been?
Where it was noch.
Right.
So you have, it's carmelis, it's a good abiyodai, it's not nok. Silas matim esor, it's mutter. Go etzloi, but if it's not mashupa, cause manchal agilorit, you can bring it back. Is that the mishabura? We are going to go that. The choshi gil, tech shloisha, samach lorit, choshi kumunach lorit, and real lochim. So the groy adds a new point. So you're worried about the loch of the Mati Mesor. That's where the Rishas Rabban reaches to. There's another loch that's something which is immediately adjacent to the ground. It's like it's on the ground. Along the lines of the concept of love. Right? So within three Tvachim, it's still like it's on the ground. So even if it's suspended a half a tevach off the ground, so Makarba is saying, no problem. He says, that's not true. That within three Tvachim to the ground, it has some dinim as if it's on the ground already. Okay, I see the beer lochem. One second. Fine. Imakosim Shupu. Page Reshe. Imnoch Agabi Ziz. Shein Rochabarba. In a case where you had a ledge, which the ledge wasn't for. So then it's a Malkam Tur. So then there's no problem to bring it back. That's going to be even with the Matam Yisar. If the Kosev Meshubat in such a way that it's able to come to rest over there. Now, Ayin Magamram Mashahitik B'Shem HaToysev that you need should be Rabbi Makatrin Olov. I'm going to show you Rashi B'Shem HaToysev Ramban Shecholak HaToysev Dayt Nafilu B'Shem Rabbi Makatrin Olov Mikri Hadach Rosh HaZarabim Kein Hu Kosev the Mishtarabim to Kedir HaToysev. So Rashi quotes the Ramban who disagrees with the Rashi himself says, I think Tosis is right, that the only case that's Mishos HaRabim is if you have the sort of Rabbi Makatrin Olov. Right, but the Ramban says no. Even that Rabbi Mechatanov, since it's immediately adjacent to the muck where people walk, is considered part of the Shasar Rabbi.
The slanted wall.
So you know they're not going to walk, they're put their feet there, but
it's right next to it.
They're right next to it, so they might stick their arm out of it. That is part of the Mokim Hiluch of a person. His feet won't go there, but he's going to be, he has a burden on his back, he has an arm which he's sticking out, and those things he will allow to stick out over there because the wall has slanted away from the Shasar Rabbim. So that functions along the lines of, even though the wall is going like this, that's down here, his feet are right here, but his arm is in his package, whatever might be above the wall, that's called part of the Shasar Rabbim, according to Ramban. So we said that if it reaches Gimel La'aretz, that's already considered like it's Munach on the Aretz. Bir Locha, Meshumah Keshav Mashuk Sel Meshem Agro. But Hinei Daita Hu Dasar Ben Ochanan Al Rabban Shehu Berav Maga Perik Gimel Halacha Tzayin. It's not his own idea. This is opinion of the Rishonim of Ben Ochanan Al. Ayn Shom. The Chavrus Lehevi calls that Poshim. From the Rif Arosh, Aramim Kulo Hitiku Maskados HaGemor the Arab in the Dina. They accept the pashas of the Gemara that even if it's kimloi chut, it's just mamash like a hair's breadth off of the ground, but as long as it has not actually touched the ground, it's not called munach. So, because you look at the Rishonim, the Rishonim did not.
At 8:10.
The Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam all do not say like this, Ben Hanan. Okay, so I think it's involved in the Gemara. So, so this sheet of the Groz being Machmir, the Maisi is going against the Rift, the Rosh, and the Rambam, which is why the Shulchan Aruch, in his introduction, said that when he has the Rift and the Rosh and the Rambam all in sync, he's going to pass like that. It says, as a matter of fact, it says the three main pillars of Harah are the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. And even if two of the three agree, he's going to assume that that's the halacha, unless he has other reasons to say otherwise. Okay, let's see. I'll just give you here. You know, let's hold it here.